This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the future of biofuels, particularly E15, remains a crucial element in expanding E15 availability and could boost the agricultural sector and reduce reliance on foreign oil. However, overcoming regulatory barriers and updating fueling infrastructure will be essential for widespread adoption. We'll talk about where things are sitting with the E15 year-round push with Emily Score of Growth Energy coming up next.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your Soy Checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? Learn more about the innovative uses of soybeans at iasoybeans.com.
I had the chance to catch up with Growth Energy CEO Emily Score during Commodity Classic in Denver, and she remains optimistic that a solution for year-round E15 availability will be reached soon. She emphasizes the importance of swift action to support farmers, consumers, and America's renewable energy future.
So let's start where I'm most optimistic right now, really, which is on the opportunities ahead with E15. Mm-hmm. So the good news is we have our E15 legislative fix. Mm-hmm. That legislation has been reintroduced by our champions in the House and the Senate, both Republicans and Democrats. So that bill has been reintroduced. Now, this bill was included in the final spending compromise bill, one of the near final ones, mm-hmm. at the end of the year. So we were included in that bill. It fell apart after Elon Musk had some words to say about it. So now we have to be able to work with our congressional champions, get this into a spending bill that's going to be moving. The most immediate opportunity might be in something that would be coming up even the end of next month. But I think we'll see some potential opportunities through the year. Mm-hmm. And we've got Congress who's laser focused on E15, and a president who day one included an executive order in his conversations around energy dominance and America First, a commitment to E15 and summer sales. So this is an administration where the president knows the power of E15, what that does, 2 billion bushels of corn demand if we're all driving, mm-hmm. on a 15% blend. You couple that with a Congress that really has momentum, and we have a little bit more support now from the petroleum industry too. So I think this is going to be a good year for us for E15.
Score also points out that the EPA is once again behind schedule in releasing renewable volume obligations, but she remains hopeful that the new administration will step into the lead of the agency and get the job done.
So this is going to be an important year for us with the renewable fuel standard. Mm-hmm. We need EPA to come out with renewable volume blending obligations for 2026 and beyond. They're actually already behind, mm-hmm. as they often are, but this is going to be really important for us. We have been working with the petroleum industry, with members of the petroleum industry, to present kind of a united perspective to EPA that we need to see reliable, strong volumes that allow for growth in conventional biofuels and advanced biofuels and renewable diesel, biomass-based diesel, and ethanol. So there's going to be a lot of conversation and dialogue. I don't have a material update on that now, but it was a big part of the confirmation process for Administrator Zeldin. He was asked many times by senators on E15, but also on the RFS, and his commitment to be timely and committed to following what the market is going to need. And so that's going to be a big work stream and big conversation for us this year.
Score acknowledged that there were initial concerns about EPA Administrator Zeldin's support for biofuels. However, she notes that his recent messaging has become more positive for the industry. Despite ongoing challenges, Score remains hopeful that progress on biofuels will continue with industry support and regulatory action. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman. Have a great day.